The public hearing scheduled for Friday morning in Palatka is just one of several being held around the state to gather information which could turn into legislation this coming session in Tallahassee. The chair of the Senate Select Committee on Florida's Inland Water Resources is Lee Constantine. He says the committee plans to talk very little to give the public the opportunity to speak.
In all of our meetings, what we have tried to do is to listen. So whether we were down in West Palm Beach with the Everglades Coalition or when we were in Ocala and working with the folks up there, or even when we were down in Lake Mary talking to the individuals that were there for a water symposium and the Wekiva Commission meeting, which I also chair, we have been there. The members of the committee that have been able to make it have always been there to listen to the public, their concerns, their wants, their desires. All of it is so that we can put together a comprehensive water policy which will protect that most valuable resource that we have.
No one could be happier about the public hearing scheduled for Friday morning than Karen Ahlers, the president of the Putnam County Environmental Council. She's also head of the committee for her group pushing for restoration of the Ocklawaha River. The issue has had a long history in Florida ever since Congress deauthorized the Cross Florida Barge Canal, which left the state with the dam on the river and the Rodman Reservoir. Ahler says the public hearing goes nicely with her group's three-day river rally in Putnam County.
Just the fact that they've come to us and are going to be a part of our event this weekend says that they are listening to at least what this conservation organization is saying. We will have the head of our science team, Robin Lewis, who is a professional wetland scientist. Our remarks will go to springs protection legislation as they relate to Silver Springs and the damage that's been done to Silver Springs, particularly the loss of fish biomass since Rodman Dam has been in place.
One of the hot items on the schedule after the Senate hearing is a point-counterpoint discussion, which will include a variety of speakers, including one of the biggest advocates for keeping the Rodman Reservoir. Ed Taylor is the president of that group and the chairman of the Putnam County Commission. He says he was surprised he was asked to participate in the event.
Number one, I've been totally shocked that I even got the invitation to go there, because I know I'm going to be talking to people in the audience and the ones that's putting this river rally on that most certainly wants Rodman Reservoir destroyed. The points that I'm going to try to get across to them, of course, I know it's not going to change their mind, and they're not going to change mine, is the important points of why it should stay. I will always say, and I have said this for the last 10 years that I've been in this fight, we have never said that what they originally done, the government really originally done, to flood the Ocklawaha River and make this reservoir and build that dam, was not the right thing to do. It was wrong. But it happened to turn out to be an asset to a lot of people. It's beneficial to a lot of people. And we just simply say, leave it alone.
Taylor says his group plans to push for lawmakers to make the Rodman Reservoir a preserve named after the late Jim King, a former state Senate president who liked the reservoir. He expects that bill to have a 50-50 chance of making it to the governor, but isn't totally optimistic Governor Charlie Crist will sign it. Taylor's main concern is if the Rodman Dam was removed, it would have a devastating effect on the economy of Putnam and Marion counties.
The Fish and Game Commission has stated that if the dam was to come down and Rodman Reservoir was drained, recreational use in that area would decline by 65%. Hunting, just boating, you name it.
The Putnam County Environmental Council disputes those numbers and claims no one really knows just how much more the economy would receive from ecotourism activities with a restored river. This weekend, a wide variety of events will be offered at the St. Johns River waterfront in Palatka on Saturday and at the Rodman Dam on Sunday. There will be free musical performances, boat rides, and educational booths and food for the public. Most of all, Karen Aller says she's thrilled that after 4 years of having this rally, the issue of restoring the river has become a topic people are talking about.
By doing this river rally, we feel like that we've put the issue of restoring the Ocklawaha River back on the front burner.
For more information about the River Rally, you can go online to www.pcecweb.org. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.